Dear Father, help us to increase our love for you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. The title of my message today is, How Much Do You Love Jesus? The reading is taken from Luke chapter 7, verse 37 to 50. A woman in that town who lived a sinful life learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house. So she came there with an alabaster jar of perfume. As she stood behind him at his feet weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, If this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him and what kind of woman she is, that she is a sinner. Jesus answered him, Simon, I have something to tell you. Tell me, teacher, he said. Two people owed money to a certain moneylender. One owed him 500 denarii and the other 50. Neither of them had the money to pay him back, so he forgave the debts of both. Now, which of them will love him more? Simon replied, I suppose the one who had the bigger debt forgiven. You have judged correctly, said Jesus. Then he turned toward the woman and said to Simon, Do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman, from the time I entered, has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not put oil on my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet. Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, as a great love has shown. But whoever has been forgiven little loves little. Then Jesus said to her, Your sins are forgiven. The other guests began to say among themselves, Who is this who even forgives sins? Jesus said to the woman, Your faith has saved you. Go in peace. In the opening verse, we see that Jesus was invited to dinner by one of the Pharisees, whose name, we are told later on, was Simon. Simon could well have been one of those Pharisees mentioned in the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verse 42 to 43, which reads, Yet at the same time, many, even among the leaders, believed in him. But because of the Pharisees, they would not openly acknowledge their faith for fear they would be put out of the synagogue. For they loved human praise more than praise for God. Now it was not uncommon for uninvited guests to be found at a banquet. And among them was a woman who was branded a sinner. We do not know whether she was a prostitute or, in modern terms, what you would call a loose woman living with any man she could find. Our text tells us that she had lived a sinful life in that town. However, she had got to know about Jesus and where he was staying. And in spite of her reputation and the ridicule she might encounter from other people, she went uninvited to the place where Jesus was staying. And she brought with her an alabaster jar of perfume or ointment. This jar of ointment was a symbol of her faith. The Bible tells us that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So even though in reality you cannot see or feel faith, you can see the results of faith. And this woman was bringing her faith to Jesus, as we read in our opening verse. A woman in that town who lived a sinful life learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house. So she came there with an alabaster jar of perfume. You see, it is not good enough to acknowledge who and where Jesus is. You need to exercise the faith you have in him. Each and every one of us have a measure of faith, something like the alabaster jar of perfume. But some of us never take it to Jesus. And even when we do, we never open it and anoint our Lord and embrace him like this woman did. So consequently, we never experience the benefits of faith. The Bible tells us that faith without works is dead. Let's read verse 38 again. As she stood behind him at his feet weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. You see, when we exercise our faith, like this woman did, and open the alabaster jar of perfume, which symbolizes our faith, it becomes a sweet-smelling fragrance to God and forms a love relationship between us and God. Now, the Pharisee, Simon, was disturbed by the way in which Jesus accepted the respect shown to him by this woman. But Jesus knew what he was doing and made his point with a parable about a moneylender who was owed 50 denarii by one man and 500 denarii by another. Neither of them had the money to pay him back. So he canceled the debts of both. The point of this parable is crystal clear. The more a person is forgiven and receives that forgiveness, the more he or she will love Jesus. Love, then, is the proof of the reception of forgiveness from the Lord. Love, then, follows forgiveness. And in that moment that this woman stood behind Jesus weeping, she had the assurance, the full conviction through the work of Christ alone, that she was saved. And it was this full assurance of salvation that led her to express her love for Jesus, to wet his feet with her tears, and to wipe his feet with her hair, and kissed them, and poured perfume on them. And when we read verse 47, we see that Jesus says, "Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, as a great love has shown. But who has been forgiven little, loves little." How much do you love Jesus? God bless you, Pastor Philip.
Beyond the horizon is a place you can find a river of hope. It's big enough for everyone, and the water is cool beneath the sun. sun. That's where a wish is not a fantasy, and a dream becomes reality. Come on and let me take you there, to where you will find the river of hope. The water is clean and deep and blue, and was specially created for you. The river of regret what you